first off, I guess, just talk a little bit about that future development at 267 Sherbrooke.
The property is on a block that is somewhat undefined. It's close to the U of W, so it's close to, you know, a lot of students. And Mr. Axworthy, the previous president, had done incredible work on the campus and really re-energized that area by making substantial investments and other institutions. The important thing is to complete that block. And our property is sort of that vacant surface lot that breaks the continuity. Sherbrooke is really an incredible artery. It's a very strong armature, meaning it can hold itself. It's sustainable and it's from the grassroots up.
And how do you feel West Broadway is now starting to compare to Osborne Village and Corydon?
It's the next one and it's going to be better.
And how is it going to be better?
It's the 21st century artery, you know, so it's our project and we're building it now collectively. It's the first strip that has a segregated bike lane. It's already tuned to the sustainable ideals, and sustainability is social and economic. It's not just technological. That is a big problem when we're thinking of sustainable communities, thinking about how we build them. And sustainable buildings, we sometimes, our culture tends to revert to, well, technology will save us. And it's comforting for politicians to say that because it means you don't have to, you've got to wait till somebody at MIT figures it out. But really, it's a social problem, first and foremost. And I think, again, that neighborhood with the Gates and Wolseley and West Broadway all together is a very socially aware, their social consciousness is really high. They're well-read, and they're ahead of the curve on most issues.
And how has the response been so far for this project?
Very positive and favorable. And, you know, we've had really good conversations. I'd say the residents here are very interested. They're not into mudslinging. They're very democratic, and they're into debate, and they're into sharing ideas, and they're into brainstorming. And I found that to be so refreshing and civilized. Again, I've had many consultations with many of the institutions around there and the community organizations, the planner. We have to be mindful of the way we grow. And, you know, I've been absent from my hometown for 15 years, living in New York and other places. And I have to say that, you know, when I came back, I saw and experienced and felt another energy in the city. The 20-somethings, the 30-somethings are opening the best restaurants, the best cafes, and the best nightclubs, and they're not reverting to the models and the ways of doing things in the past. They're looking at their city, we're looking at our city, and we're saying, you know what, we're going bankrupt the way we're growing. We're building suburbs that are draining our cash flow, and why don't we rethink the way we can inhabit our city?